I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two. And if you missed any portions of hour number one, I encourage you to pick that up at the podcast at chosengenerationradio.com. You can find us at Chosen Generation radio.com. We welcome our audience, by the way, new audience at Getter. Good to have all of you on watching us at Getter.com. Be sure and get signed up at Getter.com. We're also on CloutHub.com as well. If you don't want censorship, use Getter and CloutHub. They won't censor you. Facebook, of course, is shadow banning us. We're still there, but we're significantly shadow banned. But we do get responses, and we sure appreciate those of you that are watching us on Facebook at Chosen Generation Radio and also at Impeach Democrats. Good to have you with us. And of course, those of you that are watching us at TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com, over 20,000 viewers this past week at TECNTV.com, 140,000 for the year. And we have retained our status as the number one show on TECNTV.com. Get over to TECNTV.com. You can watch us live right there on TECNTV.com. We are also partnered with NTD TV there at TECNTV.com. Grateful for that partnership. Want to also welcome those of you that are listening to us on Truth Broadcast Network, on the Salem Broadcast Network, and on Noble Radio Network, all across South Texas. Good morning and welcome. Great to have you. And especially for those of you that are listening to us on Noble and across Texas, but around the country as well, because what happens here in Texas is, I believe, critically important to our nation as a whole. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Over the course of this past week, we have been fortunate to have two of the other candidates that are running in this race for Congressional District 21. We had Chip Roy on this past Friday. And, there's a little echo coming back. I want to welcome to the program a gentleman who was born in the great state of Texas, Texas made, born in Corpus Christi. And those of you listening on Noble Radio Network, that's your neck of the woods right down there at Corpus. We broadcast there 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. His grandfather served the United States Navy during World War II, fought in the South Pacific. And he also served in the armed forces as well, served with great honor in the United States Army for 10 years, United States Army Reserves for another 7 years. And I want to welcome to the program Michael French. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, Pastor Greg, thank you for allowing me to be on your radio show. I really am happy to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure. And radio is not something that's unfamiliar to you. You spent 6 years working as White House Communications Agency from 2002 to 2008 under President Bush. The voice of the president something you were very heavily involved in. You know, it's interesting. I last night, I was watching a documentary about 9/11, of all things. I came across it and played it, and it was raw radio coverage and television coverage of local broadcasts on 9/11 2001, and how, you know, WTMA and KVI. KFIV, I think it was in LA, and just different ones across the nation, and the air traffic controllers as they realized that they had planes that had, you know, fallen off the radar or been hijacked or, you know, things. I think it's called the Heartland Tapes is what it's called, the Heartland Tapes. And it's very, very, very interesting. So, Michael, talk to me about your decision to run for United States Congress. What precipitated you making the decision to make this run?
Well, I actually have wanted to do this for a long, long time. And it just started about a year. Well, actually, probably a few months after the January 6th thing that happened.
Okay.
The riot that happened, but There was a few comments made by the guy that I'm running against that actually made me jump into it. And there was a few friends of mine that had run before in Tennessee. And I have a great uncle that won two primaries in Arkansas. And I've just working my days in the White House Communications Agency. I just I believe that I can do it. Again, I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and I believe that we need more veterans up there in the House. We need a lot more veterans. That we know how to get the mission done. We know how to shoot, move, and communicate, but not shooting, but just performing missions, making sure that when we, for example, introduce bills or legislation, that we actually move forward and pass them, make sure that they do pass and not just sit there and just be stagnant forever for a year or two.
Or perhaps be political props.
That's right. It's just political props. You know, you have... you know, representatives, they could put down maybe 100 forms of legislation within 3 or 4 years, and maybe one or two gets passed. That's not really good enough. I do believe that my major thing was because of the guy I'm running against. But another thing is I don't think we're doing enough for the southern border of Texas. You know, the big main thing is the child sex trafficking. And there's about 300,000. Known cases every year that are being reported for little kids that are being sex trafficked every year through the border of the state of Texas. And I think of what's happening to those kids every day. You know, they're in dark rooms every night and they're wondering what's going to happen to them every night, you know, and you have at least 100,000 people that are dying from the drugs coming through that border. And you have at least, you know, the CDC put out that you have 49% of it, pretty close to 50, are between the ages of 15 to 24. Those are all your grade school kids, your college kids that are dying from all the drugs. And you know, Pastor Greg, you have the cartel that own that border. They run that border. Our Border Patrol agents are run very thin. They're now travel agents for all the migrants coming over. And their morale is very, very low. We have to help them out. We have to help them out a lot harder than what we're doing now. And as you know, we have at least 2.5 million. In some cases, some people say it's lower than that or higher than that, but I believe it's around that figure of foreign nationals coming through that border. And that's just too much for any country to handle. And that's every year. And that's unsustainable. That's not going to help. That, you know, our programs, our social programs are failing. It's not a winnable solution. But I don't see much of our leaders, our senators and representatives trying hard enough for the southern border. And I'm just really, I feel hurt that our state of Texas is being overtaken. And we cannot lose to the mindset that the whole world it should come through the southern border. You know, just we cannot help the whole world, Pastor Greg. We cannot. We have to try harder. We have to shut the roads and bridges coming in through Texas. And we have to pinch Mexico. I tell everyone this. We have to pinch Mexico where it hurts, and that's in the wallet. And if we pinch them hard enough, and it won't be a long thing. It'd be maybe 4 or 5 months, and people will understand that, you know, we mean business. We have to end what's happening because nothing is working. And, you know, nothing is working. We have to try hard. It's actually a war. It's an invasion. And Article 4, Section 4, one of the last sentences say that the United States has to defend every state against invasion. And Texas is part of the union, but we are not being protected by the federal government, by Joe Biden. So we have to do the job ourselves, and we have to shut the roads and bridges.
So let me get in a quick question then. And I hear what you're saying. The federal government's responsibility obviously is defense of our borders before anything else. I believe the United States also has to play a role as far as world security is concerned, because obviously we live in a global economy. And I believe that we need to be energy independent, but I believe we also need to be exporting oil and gas, because those are tremendous opportunities for economic growth for our country. I believe we need to take back essential minerals and get back control of that. I believe that we need to be the ones that start creating the circuit boards. We need to be the ones that are putting together medical devices. We need to be the ones that are you know, sewing clothing and making clothes. And I mean, we need to get back into manufacturing here in the United States of America. And then we need to be exporting. So we need a world then that we can export to that's not controlled by a bunch of thugs and thieves and demagogues. So there is a balance and a place. There have to be good guys in the world. If there's not good guys in the world, the bad guys are going to own the world, except for the little spot that you isolate yourself to. Can you speak to that balance, I guess?
Yeah, we are actually, the United States is in a very bad trade imbalance with just about every country in the world, and especially China. We spend at least $400 billion on China products. And what China does for us is they spend not even, and I had to look at it twice, 19 to 20 billion. That's very, very bad. And so we have reliance on every product that you can think of, medicine, anything, ties even, suits, socks, everything. Everything that you need for lithium batteries, you know, every electrical vehicle that's made,
right?
Every part is made from China. Every company has done that. One thing that China has that we Americans do not have is that they have the forethought to buy every known rare earth mineral that they can get their hands on all over the earth. You know, and when I look at other countries, but we don't export as much as we should be, and we were, but now we're relying on every country now for just about every product. And that's hurting the United States. And we have to get off that mindset. We have to buy American. We have to create in America, and we have to export more. We have to right now open up our oil fields to federal lands. We have to, because what's happening in Ukraine right now, Ukraine is going to fall to Russia and Belarus. I'm telling you, now.
They might, but I hope not. Hang on. We're going to get into it. I'm sorry. We're going to get into a break here. We got about 30 seconds. We're going to be jumping out. Again, my guest is Michael French. It's French, the number 4, congress.us is the website. French4congress.us is the website. Encourage you to go over there, familiarize yourself with Michael, get understanding his concerns and his agendas. He has written out his platform and really articulated in 10 different points the thing.
This is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
As a Christian, I am a member of a covenant community. But what about the rest of the world? What about all of those people who are not members of the Christian church? Are they in a covenant relationship with God? The answer is yes. All men everywhere are participants in a covenant relationship with God. All human beings exist in a covenant relationship with their Creator. To be sure, that relationship may be one that is negative. We can deny it, we can violate it, we can repudiate it, but we cannot escape the covenant itself.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
This is Carter Conlon. I want to remind you today that our nation is in a crisis. An empty labor is not going to win the battle that is now ahead of us. There is no power that comes with men's reasoning, and human effort can't promote the kingdom of God. As the scripture says, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's only by the power of God that this battle ahead of us is going to be won. Today, our children are being thrown into a sea of confusion, and our young people are being taught to hate our country in their colleges. A whole generation is now being raised without the knowledge of God. As believers in Christ, we have been called for this time to be representatives of Him and His kingdom. We must learn now to be led by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, taught by the Holy Spirit, in order to reach this generation. It's time to pray.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We're having an interesting conversation here, Michael, relative to, what you were thinking or your thoughts on the situation that's happening in the Ukraine right now. And you feel very strongly that Putin is going to that Putin having and for those that are not aware, he did raise the nuclear equation, which has caused our bases to go on to a higher alert system. You go ahead and share what you were sharing with me, Michael, if you don't mind, what you're seeing and your concern
right now, because Putin has put on the table that he may use something called strategic nuclear weapons. That would mean that it's a smaller nuclear weapon, but it's maybe for one city. It will blow up a city, but the fallout isn't that great, where it'll spread through the whole region. And it's not like a strategic nuclear weapon will blow up a whole country and then the fallout will go around the world. It's just a smaller type of nuke. But he put that on the table last night, which brought up the STRATCOM or THREATCOM levels, DEFCON levels, I'm sorry. And overseas right now is at number two. Here in the United States is number three. And then number two is a bad one. We are set to... We're on nuclear alert is what it means. And we haven't been that way since the 60s. So we're on alert number two. Now in the States, we're on DEFCON Bravo, and which means that, all the military installations are looking for terrorist activities. So I'm telling you right now, if they don't have good peace talks today, and if it keeps going for one or two days, Putin is not going to stand for it anymore. And he probably will use one little small strategic nuke, and it would probably be on Kiev or one of those big cities. And the dictator president of Belarus has decided that he's going to join in, And you're going to see a bigger war. And if that happens, then NATO is going to have to get involved, because all the surrounding countries are nothing but NATO countries. And when a big war like this starts, nukes are in it, then the world is going to get in it. So it's going to get really big and really fast. So we hope that those peace talks that are happening right now in Belarus on the border is gonna prove something good, because I don't see any good outcome within the next few days at all. I do not. And this all ties back down to cutting off Russia and Belarus from everything. No one buys anything from those two countries. Mm-hmm. We have to show them that we don't want this action at all. You know, this is 2022. You don't invade a sovereign country, okay, because you want
to. Right.
Now we have to sell more oil to those NATO countries, Germany and all that, so they don't have to rely on Russia at all. We have to stop buying Russian oil, and we are today still doing it, and it's amazing. We have to stop doing it, and we're not. And so you have to look at it with a military mindset. If you were the bad guy and you were losing, mm-hmm. what would you do to win back? And he doesn't care about mass casualties. He does not care. Putin.
Well, that's become obvious. Yeah, that's become obvious. Now it looks like Germany is killing Nord Stream 2. So they are from what I understand, and my very first guest this morning, Rick Manning, was talking about it, and he's done quite a bit of background on it. He's pretty well connected. And from what he was sharing, Germany has gone ahead and is killing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline situation. So, happens, if Europe stops taking gas, that's going to be a huge blow to Putin's ambitions. We're funding right now $2.7 billion U.S. dollars were given to Russia in the last 12 months.
Well, it actually comes higher than that, believe it or not. I calculated a lot of things, and it's pretty close to 19 to 20 billion, mm-hmm. and that's a year. And I'm telling you, not only should we get everyone out of Belarus and Russia when it comes to SWIFT or purchasing oil and anything coming from those two countries for the next 5 years, we have to completely deaden those two countries. This has to happen. And otherwise, they will never learn. If you turn this on as soon as they say, okay, well, we don't mean to do this, we're backing away.
Yeah.
We have to deaden those two countries.
And Michael, wouldn't you agree that we also need to do the same thing with China?
No, we have to stop depending on China. If we depend on any country in the world, we are making sure our country will never succeed. And China is the worst player, even worse than Russia. Mm-hmm. Russia is just a bully, a tiny, tiny little kid compared to China. China's at least 10 to 15 times bigger. And I'm telling you, its economy, people say, you know, economists say that China's economy is still lower than the United States. I do not believe that one bit. I do not believe that, because when I looked at during the COVID of 2020, our economy went down 2.2%, while China's went up 2.2%. And so it's a difference, if you look at it on a map, about 5%. So it's not doing good for the United States. And when it comes to a military in China, no, forget about it. Their military is twice as big as ours. They create at least 30 ships every year, and we create maybe 5, if we're lucky, and we're scrapping ships. And when it comes to the land forces, they have at least 2.6 million active duty soldiers, and we have maybe 1.3 million. And when it comes to the reserves, forget about it. We're not there. And it just, they have stolen our technology, and we're paying their military to get better. We're giving them secrets. And what just happened a few nights ago, when Biden decided to give Russia secrets because they wanted Russia, I mean, not Russia, but China
right.
secrets.
And they gave them right over to the Russians. We're going to run out of time. Michael French, Congress, FrenchForCongress.com. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts
and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Jesus' death on the cross was not easy, nor was it without cost. In fact, it was a horrible death. It was not calm or peaceful. Rather, torture and agony accompanied it. While he was guilty of no sin, he chose to suffer the weight of all sins just the same. He died under the curse of sins committed by others. Jesus willingly came to taste death as a man so he could free people like you and me from the bonds of death. And it was all prompted by his unbounded love for us. The Apostle John wrote, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the covering for our sins. He is your great substitute, whom you can thank and praise throughout time and eternity as you strive to live as a portrait of grace."
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
It costs you something to stand alone. Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing from this point on to say, I'm going to live my life for an audience of one? I don't care what other people say or think about me. All I care about is what God thinks. Are you willing to make those hard, hard choices? To say no to those things everyone else is saying yes to? And to say yes to those things everyone around you is saying no to. Someone has written, dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm. Dare to make it known. Daniel, the courage to stand alone.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program my good friend, Eric Caron, SwitchedOnLife.com. For those of you that are watching us, our 100,000 folks that are watching us online right now, you can see his website up on the screen, SwitchedOnLife.com. He is a retired U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent, HSBC Middle East Bank executive, author of Switched On. He's an adjunct professor at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy on Cape Cod, where he teaches the course on how to identify and prevent transnational crime and cybersecurity. He's held senior positions within the Department of Treasury, Department of Homeland Security, and Interpol. And he is a dear friend. He has truly become a dear friend of mine, and I'm grateful for that friendship. I want to welcome Eric Caron to the program. Eric, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Hey, brother, it's good to be with you, and I'm looking forward to this important conversation today on Russia and Ukraine and what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just had a guest on that was talking about the Russia-Ukraine situation, and you know, he was bringing up the idea of where we are. DEFCON 2 overseas, DEFCON 3 here in the United States. And Putin has elevated and basically brandished his nuclear weapons. That Forbes puts it that way. How many times must Putin brandish his nuclear weapons before Washington gets serious about missile defense? It's a very valid question. And one of the things that I say in my doctrinal statement about what I believe that the United States of America does have to play a role in world security. You have to have a good guy. You have to have a good sheriff in order to keep the bad guys in check and to make sure that they understand that we're going to do something if they get out of line. I mean, we really do. We have to do that. And I was laying out the case for why, because you know, we're dependent globally. You know, we want to become energy independent, but we also want to be an exporter of natural gas and oil. So we have to have customers. We need to be manufacturing. We need to be the guys that are making the circuit boards. We need to be the ones that are making the textiles. We need to be the ones that are manufacturing the medical goods that are going around the world. We need to be the ones doing that. But then we need to have customers around the world that are going to buy our products. And we can't do that if we can't secure our borders and then secure the world.
Amen. Amen to what you're saying. Globalization is a wonderful thing. Trade, travel, telecommunication is all great things that stem from globalization. But you're right. We need border security more than ever. People need to understand that now.
Yeah.
More than ever. And border security equals national security. And that's what this president needs to understand. And we as a nation need to understand that, especially at this time. You know, we know that we are on a brink of a World War III. You know, we know that the Middle East is a tinderbox right now with Afghanistan and the Martyr Brigade that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a society need to understand that border security is so important, more important today than ever, and we need a strong leader. We don't have a strong leader. These sanctions that he's talking about, I mean, I used to do sanction enforcement, sanction covert operations involving Iran. You know, the Iranians have basically sanctioned, you know, busted those sanctions for decades because the globe, if you will, the other countries, G7 included, didn't really take sanctions seriously. They aided Iranians, allowing them to set up front companies in their countries to divert U.S. technology to Iran. And so I'm hoping that although sanctions cutting off the Russians from SWIFT will surely hurt them, but Putin has prepared Russia, basically a fortress for Russia financially, by setting up front companies throughout the world, and he has a close relationship with China and many European nations, so he doesn't have to rely on the dollar. He can rely on the euro and the Chinese currency to conduct trade.
Right.
Yes, to conduct trade. So it's going to come from the people. The people of Russia and the rest of the world need to step up now, just like they did in the 80s.
And I've talked about this for a number of years on this program. You know, there's that whole narrative about Russia and the fall of the wall. There was a play that was a part of a play, a manipulation that goes all the way back to the late 50s and the early 60s and Khrushchev and that whole gang that said, we know we can't take America down militarily. We're going to have to take them down from within. Well, they are within right now. Trevor Loudon's done a great job with his film the enemy within. As a matter of fact, Phil Haney, my friend, who I know, your friend, who I know was murdered. I know he was murdered. They killed him. Okay. And now they've, now that's come out, that they're going to release all the information that he had back to the family, except that what have they done? They've wiped his computers and they have wiped that little, USB that he used to wear around his neck. That all that information has been wiped. It's been wiped clean. It's gone. Permanently gone. They wiped it. Yeah. Scary. But that being said, they had to get American dollars into Russia. And you said something really significant a moment ago about the shell companies and about Putin's strategy relative to money and trade and economics. And that is all because of the fact that they sucked American dollars and American business people into Russia in the early 1990s, knowing full well that within 10 to 15 years tops, they would start to clamp down, kick all those people out, but keep all of the infrastructure, keep all of the money, and keep all of the business and so forth that were built by American business people, and then give them a choice. You're either going to turn and you're going to help us, or we're going to strangle you and ruin you economically.
You're right, 100%. Globalization started after the fall of the Soviet Union. That's where globalization began. The U.S. government and the Russian government, you know, if you will, got in bed together. There were all kind of joint ventures that I'm aware of, and I'm sure you're aware of in the early 90s. But you're absolutely right. These joint ventures between the Russians and the U.S. and private public sectors, if you will, fueled their economy. And here we are today. But I can tell you what I know is that Putin has for many, many years planned on this episode in Ukraine and the rest of Europe by buying gold, and reducing his share of dollars and buying euro and yen. And that's, you know, why I think he's not so concerned about, in my humble opinion, Pastor Greg, relating to these sanctions.
Well,
I think he's more concerned, I think, right now with the Russian people. If the Russian people, the tens of millions of people uprise,
right,
then
he's got a problem. Well, and something else I want to throw in here was, remember that, you know, during our uprising in the summer of 2020, Xi and Ramos, the guy who is the president of Iran, and Putin were meeting, talking about how they could use the chaos here in America to basically overthrow President Trump. They were working behind the scenes to make sure that Trump didn't get reelected. And then the other situation is that I'm sure the conversations between Putin and Xi were Putin making sure that if he invaded Europe, that Xi would not come against him, but would either remain neutral or potentially come in behind him.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're talking billions with a B, billions of dollars in arms trade. A contract between the Russians and the Chinese. And that goes with the Iranians as well. We're talking billions of dollars worth of arms being sold to the Chinese, to the Iranians, by the Russians. And so they all those three are, you know, basically conspiring to take down America. And that's what we need to be concerned about. This is not just about Russia. This is about the other actors, bad actors, including terrorists, if you will, the Muslim extremists throughout Europe, Africa, the Middle East, who are also watching how we're responding. And I'm very concerned that all our attention, if you will, right now, focus on that part of the world. We're not paying attention to Africa. Pastor Greg,
right.
Africa right now could go very easily the whole continent. The Muslim extremists would love to take over all of Africa. I mean, and that's a very, should concern everyone. So we have to focus. We have to, as a government, be able to multitask. And this president can't do that, unfortunately. I mean, I'm very concerned as we sit right now, as I stand here, that our country is being led by an inept president. And we don't need that right now. We need a strong president and someone who's decisive.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Faith, love, and hope are the characteristics of a true and genuine believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
Faith is active toward God. Love is active toward one another. And hope is active for the future longing of the return of Christ. Faith is anchored in the past as we look to the rugged cross where Christ died and rose again on Calvary. And faith is anchored in that past. Love is established in the present as we love one another and we practice love and forgiveness of one another. Hope is firmly established and found in the future.
Dig deeper each weekday with Dr. Youssef, right here on Leading the Way.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Eric Caron. You can find Eric at switchedonlife.com. Switchedonlife.com. Great book and some great podcasts. And I do hope that you'll follow what he's sharing there. The Caron Chronicles are there as well. SwitchedOnLife.com. Eric Caron.
Yep.
Eric, we were talking about, and we were just talking about it in the break, you know, the role. And I want to be clear, too, because somebody's going to take this and they're going to go, oh, now we know the truth, Pastor Greg. He's a globalist. He's a one world order kind of guy. No, I'm not. Being involved in a global economy, having a role in the globe in which we live, first of all, let's understand, folks, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Okay.
Amen.
So as Christians, we have a responsibility not just to the United States of America was established to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't believe me, read the Mayflower Compact, okay? Read the first acts of Congress in having a Bible printed as the first book printed on American soil, and the founders' intent that every single family in all 13 colonies would have a Bible so they could reference, and the constitutions of all 13 of the original states were predicated on biblical, godly, Christian understanding that rights and freedom and liberty come from God, not from man. No, I'm saying, and Eric is saying, that America must have a role in the global economy and in the globe as a whole. And that doesn't mean a one world order or globalists in the way in which the progressive left and the communists and the Marxists have hijacked that word.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, so let me just say that. Yeah, you're absolutely right that, you know, globalization is not necessarily a bad word. But we have to understand that comes with some, if you will, responsibilities.
Yes, sir.
Relating to enforcement and border security.
Yes.
And so what happens is that the bad guys out there will exploit the three T's, the trade, the travel, the telecommunication systems. We as a nation need to understand that, and we have to say, okay, globalization is great because I can get on an airplane today in Boston and be in Paris in 5 hours, and I can import cheap products or decent products from China, and be able to sell it at a reasonable price. But that's good, if you will. But we have to make sure those cheap goods are safe.
Yeah.
And that they're not made of counterfeit goods and technology. Globalization is not necessarily bad.
No.
But our country, this administration needs to understand that's why border security equals national security, so we can keep the bad guys in check who exploit our freedoms.
Well,
and right now we're not doing
just
that.
Just like Russia is with Ukraine. I mean, it's interesting to note that, you know, we have an administration that has made statements about the importance of the integrity of the sovereignty of the state of Ukraine. And yet by the same token,
mm-hmm.
the policies and the things that they are doing have caused a position of jeopardy to exist relative to our United States of America and its borders and its sovereignty. It's like having it's a schizophrenic kind of leadership that we're seeing when you look at what's happening at the border, both at the border in Canada as well as the border in Mexico. Everybody forgets about our northern border, but we've had the same kinds of issues taking place at the Canadian border that we're having at the Mexican border, and in part because we have a tyrant in a guy like Trudeau, socialism that reigns in Canada, and a huge means of terrorism flowing in, because in Canada they give you citizenship after merely 4 years, and you can become a citizen in Canada or 4 months. I don't know, it's one of those two, but it's a pretty quick process.
Yeah.
And so terrorists go into Canada, become citizens of Canada, and now have a free pass to come down into America.
Yeah. And so let me just say before we leave that Joe Biden should be impeached.
Yes.
He imported criminals and terrorists during the Afghan airlift 6-8 months ago here in July, August last year. 75,000 Afghans came into America. He brought them in and unvetted, and many of those are criminals and terrorists. I've been saying it for months. I've known it. We're still spending millions of dollars babysitting many of these Afghan refugees, if you will, that he calls them, at military installations. We have FBI and DHS agents babysitting them. And unfortunately, some of them have gotten away. Some of them are already committed crimes and abused children and women. And we know that there's some of those in the 75,000 are terrorists. So Joe Biden imported terrorists into this nation. He should be impeached. He's aiding and abetting international criminals and terrorists, period.
Well, there you go. I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, he has aided and abetted our enemies. Look at the information. I was looking up the Canadian citizenship thing, but it bears repeating. You know, he gave vital information to China that China in turn turned around and gave to Russia. Did you mention that?
No, I mean, you're right.
Right? I mean, he gave China our plans for how we were going to address the Ukrainian situation. And then China went and turned around, and we already knew this. We knew that Xi and Putin were meeting, were conversing. In fact, we're the ones that put Putin and Xi together, quote unquote, right? And the Iranians, and we told the Russians, we want you to negotiate with the Iranians, knowing that Xi and the Iranians were working together. So we knew that that axis was happening, and knowing that, Biden went ahead while that's going on, while that's happening, and went to Xi and said, oh, hey, by the way, let me tell you the secrets of how we're going to deal with the Ukrainian situation. Hey, how about that? Let me tell you these secrets. And then went directly to Putin and said, this is what America intends to do. Well, of course he did. I mean, yes, I'm not happy with Xi, but Biden is our president. What is he doing giving up national secrets to an enemy of our state? And by the way, Eric, China has declared uninhibited war against the United States. They've declared war on us. They've said so. They have said that they've declared war on America. And our response to that is, oh, okay. Well, can we spend more money over there? Can we do some more business with you? And we'll just ignore the fact that you declared war on us?
I hear you. And that's why, as individuals, I get what you're saying. As individuals, as communities, as families, we need to get switched on, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? We need to strengthen our minds through education. We need to strengthen our soul through faith. And we need to strengthen our body through sleep, eat, and exercise. See philosophy. I talk about it in my book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent.
And let me
all
just
the chaos that's around us, all the chaos that's around us, brother, we got to get switched on. And that's what I mean. Those are the core principles.
Yeah. And here's how we get switched on. We get switched on through our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how we get switched on. We get the switch turned on inside. We need Jesus Christ on the throne of our lives. We need Jesus Christ as the King of our country. We need the Holy Spirit working in us so we have eyes to see, ears to hear, discernment for the things that are happening around us. And you talk about those kinds of things in Switched On Life. I believe people, you need to read that book. I need you folks to understand how important it is right now. We need to pray. We need to pick up the phone and make phone calls, and we need to get engaged.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.